We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's get to our main man, Benjamin Albright. It's been way too long. He joins us courtesy of the Bud Light Guest Line. All postseason guests appear on the Bud Light Guest Line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Of course, Benjamin Albright, host reporter at the Broncos flagship station, KOA Colorado. He's a Broncos insider, but he also knows the league inside and out. And the Broncos, of course, just traded for Sean Payton to become their head coach. But first, let's start off with the biggest news in the NFL, and that's Tom Brady retiring. Benjamin, good morning to you. Are you shocked that Tom Brady finally decided to call it quits?
I don't know if shocked is the right word, but surprised, certainly. I really thought that Tom was going to want the swan song. You know, I mean, the last year, considering sense, because you're trying to save your marriage, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, they end up getting divorced, and he goes through playing another season. And my guess is that he was just tired of, you know, taking the hits and everything else. He's got a cushy gig at Fox lined up, but I really expected him to come back for another year. So there's a miss on my part.
What if the Niners came calling, knowing about the Brock Purdy uncertainty, whether or not Trey Lance is ready to roll for week one, if he's developed enough, is he ready to handle the full playbook? What if the Niners came knocking on the door down in San Mateo and say, Tom, it's $20 million, man. Come home.
That's tough. I mean, he'd have to learn a whole new offense. You know, he'd have to learn all new verbiage. You know,
I think that would be a
bit of an issue. I think if the Raiders had come calling and they had a decent defense, I think that might be a little different story, given that he knows that offense. But coming in and learning an entirely new, complex verbiage offense at the end of the career, it tends to be tough. West Coast offense, the Shanahan offense, tends to be tough that first year for quarterbacks, and they tend to take a big leap in year two. I don't know that unless Tom Brady thought he's going to play two more years, I don't think he'd do that.
Did you think that? How much did you put into the whole last season, the Adam Schefter breaking the news thing, and then Tom, for him to do it as kind of quickly as he did and just do it on his social media, control it? How much do you think the Adam Schefter thing last year was a real thing in terms of Tom Brady coming back because of it, or was it all separate?
I think it was. I think it was definitely because of that. I think he wanted to do it on his own terms, and I think that he knew that last year he had some leaks on the ship, specifically at his agent's office. Mm-hmm. So I think this year he decided just to kind of do it on his own and go from there and beat everybody to the punch. I don't think he liked the way that went down last year.
Benjamin Albright here on the Bud Light Guest Line on the Morning Roast. Of course, Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Benjamin, what do you make of the quarterback situation out here in San Francisco? I know you're tapped in everywhere. Brock Purdy, we don't know if he needs Tommy John or not. Trey Lance, what are you hearing about the way the Niners feel about Trey Lance? Let's start there.
Well, it's been mostly positive stuff. I mean, they're disappointed that he's lost time due to injury and all that, but they knew that he was a long-term project when they got him. They knew that there was going to be a ramp up and a learning curve. It's not like they were ignorant of what he was. They went out and scouted him. They saw what he was on tape. And all the tools are there. It's just a question of how long it takes from the guy he is to the guy he could be until those two meet. So I think there's a positivity surrounding that. Now, Brock Purdy, you know, coming out doing his thing was just a boon. And now, you know, you could put those two in a quarterback competition. If Purdy's the guy, then you go with Purdy. And if he's not, then you got time to sit Trey Lance and get him in there and try and develop him, which was the plan all along.
You know, Benjamin, I hate doing this. Today is actually, it's a good time to do it because it is Groundhog Day. And it feels like Groundhog Day with Aaron Rodgers every season. Am I going to stay? Am I going to go? Am I going to retire? What do you think happens? Do you think he'll finally break away from the Packers. I don't think he'll retire. Some fans are wondering, could it work with San Francisco? I don't know how that money works. But what do you think happens with this next scene in the Aaron Rodgers soap opera?
Well, I feel like there's four options here, I guess. One of which is retire, and I don't think he's leaning that way, but I didn't think Brady was leaning that way either. One is to stay with the Packers, although that feels kind of burnt. That just feels like it's just burned out. It feels like the Favre saga where finally everybody's had enough. Mm-hmm. One of the options, I think, is the Raiders, and their situation. They're going to take a swing at it. And then the other is the New York Jets, and they're all in on it, and they're not even hiding it. They're all in on it. I mean, they went so far as to hire an absolute disaster, an offensive coordinator, just because they thought it would make them more attractive in Nathaniel Hackett. So, I think the Jets are really going to make a push for it. I think he plays next year. My gut says Jets, but I don't discount the Raiders.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Benjamin Albright here on the Morning Roast. Jimmy Garoppolo, I know you heard Shanahan yesterday basically said he doesn't see any scenario in which Jimmy Garoppolo is back with the 49ers. And we know Jimmy Garoppolo played with the Niners this year despite everything that happened. What is the market for Jimmy Garoppolo? How much money do you think he will seek, and how much money will he receive on an annual average salary?
Well, the going market for starting quarterbacks is over $30 million now. I mean, you're talking about $35 million a year, probably. So it just doesn't matter. Like, if you're a starter, that's just the money you're getting. He's not going to get $50 million a year because he's not that kind of starter. But the going market for a baseline starter in the NFL is over $30 million. So he'll get over that. I think he's probably the fallback plan for the Jets or the Raiders. I think both those teams will at least take a look at it. There may be another team that gets involved, like Washington, but as it sits right now, I really do think a lot of this quarterback market is really dependent on what Aaron Rodgers decides and what the Jets and what the Raiders ultimately do.
If you were going to, I guess, rank the available quarterbacks, and I'm going to include Derek Carr because we know the Raiders plan on moving on for him, would it be Aaron Rodgers and then Derek Carr and then Jimmy Garoppolo? It feels like maybe because Derek Carr isn't fully released from the Raiders and, you got to trade and do different things, that he's not being talked about the same. But you'd have to say that Derek Carr would probably have a bigger market than Jimmy Garoppolo, right or wrong?
I believe that's true. Derek Carr is a borderline top third of the league quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is a middle of the pack guy. If you got a strong run game, strong defense, Jimmy can be efficient. You can win. Derek Carr can pick a team up. I mean, the guy's played with no defense his entire career. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think that Derek Carr is viewed as a hotter commodity. Now, there might be a premium for a couple of teams on Garoppolo simply because he knows the system, i.e. the Raiders. But, end of the day, I think that you rank it Rodgers, Carr, Garoppolo. Yeah.
Benjamin, I know we talked earlier in the season, of course, Benjamin Albright, KOA, Colorado, does a great job covering the Denver Broncos and the rest of the league. I know last year we discussed Sean Payton possibly coming to Denver. Now, I'm a little shocked that Nathaniel Hackett got fired after just one season, but the way it ended, the way it happened in L.A. on that Saturday, that Christmas day where they got blown out, it was like, boy, maybe this team did quit on him. Sean Payton, how quickly can he turn around the Denver Broncos? How quickly can Russell Wilson find that magic he had in Seattle and compete in the NFC West against Mahomes and Herbert and, of course, the Raiders?
Well, that is the million-dollar question. Ever since Nathaniel Hackett was fired for the altercation on the sideline in that Christmas game where you had the offensive lineman shoving the backup quarterback and he just lost complete control, that's kind of been the speculation. Sean Payton wasn't the Broncos' first choice. Jim Harbaugh was. He wasn't even their second choice. That was D'Amico Ryans, but they circled back around, traded away the draft picks, and landed on Payton. The question is, how well does what Russell Wilson does and what Sean Payton does marry up? Most of what Sean Payton has run throughout his career has been in-breaking routes, working the mid and shallow game, dagger, mill, slant, things like that. And then you got, Russell Wilson, who's at his best off schedule and throwing deep and outside the numbers. So they're kind of opposites, but Sean Payton, it's not like he can't change up what he does a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly he can make that happen. The Broncos can get out from under Russell Wilson's contract after 1 year using a post-June 1 designation cut. I mean, it's a bit steep in terms of the cap hit you'll take for two seasons, but they can do it. If Sean Payton doesn't feel like Russell Wilson's the guy after one season, they can punt on it. I tend to think Russell will have a bounce back either way because he was playing hurt last year, but we'll see.
All right, Benjamin, we got it. We got to ask, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you got the Chiefs, who you think Patrick Mahomes will continue to get healthy as they move towards game day. And then you have the Eagles who, you know, Jalen Hurts had that shoulder. He's still coming back from it. We think he'll be pretty darn close to 100% by the time that happens. How do you think this whole thing goes down? You got that crazy pass rush. You don't have to tell the Niners fans about the pass rush of the Eagles. You got the electric offense of the Chiefs that they always have. And they got a pass rush too. What do you think happens there in the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, I think these are two great football teams. You got the best quarterback in the game in Pat Mahomes, and you got a pretty stacked team over there in Philadelphia. I tend to think Philadelphia is going to win this one. In the interest of full disclosure, I got some friends that are, you know, on that set. You know, I'm going to go ahead and take Philadelphia in that one. I think they're the more complete football team. But Pat Mahomes has some magic to him. I've seen it happen up close and personal a bunch, and, you know, I never count him out.
Yeah, no doubt. Benjamin, we're going to let you go. I think this game could be a blowout. Watching Philadelphia up close and personal, that defensive line is ferocious. The offensive line is physical. They got weapons everywhere. Kenneth Gainwell changed that NFC title game. I like the Eagles in a blowout, man. I think we're going to be bored by the third quarter of the Super Bowl. I'm dead serious, man. And trust me, Benjamin, after experiencing Philadelphia and Financial Lincoln Field or Lincoln Financial Field, I want the Eagles to get beat by 50. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, Eagles fans are the worst I've ever been around as far as the travel goes. They're at least friendly, so I hear you on that. But yeah, I'm with you. I think the Eagles win. I hope so. I hope to be able to cash this ticket.
Absolutely. All right, Benjamin. Thanks for the time, as always, brother.
Absolutely. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.